The rules committee is called to order. Thank you very much for those of you who are not here this early morning. And Representative Nelson would move the approval of the minutes of Monday, May 12th, 2008. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay? Minutes are approved. Representative Saylor is here with Senate File 3224, and she's here because it has an advisory council and we play the role of the Government Operations Committee. Representative, after the deadlines have passed. So I will move Senate File 3224 be recommended to pass and sent to the General Register. And Representative Saylor, do you want to just briefly overview that portion of the bill?
Just facilitation advisory committee for bicycling, kind of adding pedestrians and other forms of non-motorized traffic. It's just because there's a name change, and it creates a council. It's the only reason that it has to be here. But just expanding the fact that the council is going to talk about rollerbladers, possibly, and pedestrians, in addition to bike riding.
Any questions? Representative Deskin.
Just a procedural question. I've read Rule 4.3. Point to where it allows the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration to waive this rule?
We're not waiving it. We take this, Representative Deskin, we take this responsibility on after the deadline when our policy committees have adjourned for the session, is my understanding. It's Rule 4.13. It's reporting after the deadline. The committee or division must have recommend re-referral to the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration.
Correct, Madam Chair, but then would this committee not make the motion to refer this bill to the Committee on Governmental Operations?
Madam Chair, Representative Biskins, that particular line in Rule 4.13 has been interpreted at least one other time this session and in past sessions to mean that the Rules Committee acts as a regular committee with respect to these issues. The Rules Committee, therefore, can decide that they want the Government Operations Committee to weigh in, or they can decide that they feel that the issue isn't such that they really need a full government operations review and connect with the committee and pass it onward.
As this is a standing committee with no expiration date, as the advisory, I think it would be important for the Committee on Governmental Operations to at least vet this in a. And so, Madam Chair, I would move referral to the Committee on Governmental Operations.
If Representative Biskins moves re-referral Representative Saylor's bills to the Government Operations Committee. Representative Saylor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Actually, Subdivision 6 expiration has the committee expire June 30th, 2014. So there is an expiration. And I don't know if that addresses your issue or not, but expiration on this.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That's corrected. But my motion still stands with the length of the existence of that advice.
Is there any question?
Where did this come from? What other committee?
Madam Chair, and Representative Westrum. No, actually, it was sent in the first place to the Transportation Finance Committee, which it went to, and then on to the regular Finance Committee. So we have two hearings.
Follow up. Is this a new commission or just a
It's expanded. It's just changing. The State Bicycle Committee has been in existence for 20 years. The DOT brought this bill to me, and it was just because they needed to expand the language to add pedestrians and all the cars and duties.
Madam Chair, I'll withdraw my motion.
Representative Skins withdraws his motion. All in favor of the motion to recommend this bill to pass and be sent to the General Register. Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay?
No.
Motion approved. Members, I move that we now be in recess. Oh, excuse me, the supplemental calendar, excuse me. Thank you. I'm still waking up this morning. I will move the proposed supplemental calendar for the day for Tuesday, May 12th, 2008. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Motion approved. And now, members, I move that we go into recess.